Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our new internet radio talk show on BBS Talk Radio. You are now connected to our programming, which is going to, our general theme here is overcoming life-threatening diseases. And I am John Hall, the host for today. My partner, Dr. Joyner, will be co-hosting this program in August. I'll be the host for the next couple months. Dr. Joyner is a licensed chiropractor in Roseville, California, and he's a health nutrition therapist. Very excellent one. Though we are partners on this network, I'm not responsible for Dr. Joyner's statements, and he is not responsible for anything that I might say. I became his patient, believe it or not, 3 years ago as a result of a melanoma cancer diagnosis. Dr. Joyner started me on a food and supplement protocol. The good news is 3.5 years later, I have recovered and have my energy back and the cancer is gone. Good news also, tonight, beginning tonight, we'll be sharing our data, broadcasting to 22 English-speaking countries. Now, you might wonder, why did I choose Dr. Joyner instead of a medical doctor, since I was told that I wouldn't live long? My oncologist said that after he did the surgery, there were 26 tumors, and there was 10 of them were metastasized, and he said in his office later, he said chemotherapy doesn't work on melanoma, nor does radiation, nor does interferon. So I chose a naturopathic way. I chose natural food way. I went over to the Sunrise Natural Food Store here in Roseville, and I talked to the expert over there, who is Alden Oki. And Alden had recovered from a life-threatening disease and was well again. And he referred me to Dr. Joyner. So I immediately went over to his office and met him. And then I heard his amazing story for a whole hour of how he recovered from many different medical diagnostics, which were life-threatening, and he was told by his doctor he wouldn't live but another couple months. My research since then, over the last couple years, showed me that the allopathic traditional way of medicine is working with chemical man-made remedies, which they hope would stop my cancers. So, since that wasn't working, I hired Dr. Joyner, and I quickly sourced a statistic online and discovered that of those who have had chemotherapy or radiation, 95% will be dead by the end of the fifth year. That's a national U.S. statistic. Joyner explained to me in his office when I first met him that the immune system is what he works on. He said, I don't cure or deal directly with cancer, but I will show you how to energy up the immune system. He interpreted my blood results, and then he showed me that my NK, or natural killer cells, and my T cells, my testosterone cells, were very low. So low that he told me later on, you were almost dead. After 6 months, I decided I was going to begin writing a book now that I knew more about what was happening. And believe it or not, over 2 years I wrote the book, and it's now published in September 2011. The title of the book is Beating Cancer Can Be Fun, Cancer Fighting Strategies for First-Time Diagnosed Cancer Patients. I'm going to read to you, because I think it's important. Alden Oki actually wrote the foreword of my book. And since he couldn't be here today, I'm going to read to you what he wrote as a kickoff for the book. And this is in his words. This is the adventure story of a 72-year-old man who tells of his melanoma cancer recovery story in a straightforward, candid, honest, and sincere style, with a purpose in mind for all people who become infected with any form of cancer. His is a message of hope for all those who have been told by their doctors that there is no hope for you to survive in your cancer, in your recovery process. John Hall wants you to know there are two main types of medical practice, not one as the MDs and pharmaceutical companies would have you believe. Theirs is called the allopathic method of treating cancer. They do just three things, and three things only. They cut out cancers, chemotherapy, and radiation. My labeling for chemotherapy is chemopoisoning, which we'll explain later. The chemicals they use are foreign to the human body and most often create violent and harmful reactions. Just ask any cancer patient who's gone through the chemo process and they'll tell you all about it. So, chemo and radiation will kill healthy immune cells. It's very well documented in all the literature and all the books on cancer. And at the same time, they try to isolate cancerous cells. But they're killing healthy cells along with those cancer cells. The other medical practice is naturopathic. As the word implies, nature's way. It includes natural plant foods, fruits, and waters. It feeds the human system with what is needed to heal. The MDs, or medical doctors as a group, do not talk about healing. It's almost a foreign language for them. As a result, the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, will not allow any company to advertise products that cure cancer. Nor can doctors talk about a cure. Their hands are tied. They don't even have freedom of speech to talk about nutrition so that they can advise their patients either before or after surgery how to proceed to improve their internal health. John's writing will inspire the reader to take charge of their cancer cells by conquering them with a nutritional schedule which will kill and eliminate them from the entire body. He learned his own recovery process from Dr. Ward Joyner, a chiropractor and health and holistic nutrition therapist. He was my main consultant. And he was told by his MD, John was told by his MD he would die of multiple causes and was a hopeless case. After John's removal of 10 metastasized melanomas, he sought out and found Dr. Joyner right in his own hometown, Roseville, California. Joyner assisted John to analyze and interpret his blood results with an eye to correcting and improving his number scores. The white blood cells count was very low. So was the NK, natural killer cell count. John learned that he was almost dead. He decided to follow the exact recommendation of Dr. Joyner, taking supplements such as amino acid formulas, thymic gland formulas, super enzyme supplements, alkalized waters to drink, and we'll talk more about that in another meeting or another broadcast, green plant supplements, and wheatgrass to crush and drink, and a myriad of alkalized foods to eat. And we've learned that since acids in the body build up on the blood vessels and cause toxic buildups, that the importance of staying alkalized is very important. Why? Because cancers feed off of acids and cannot survive in the alkaline solution in the human body. To this day, John wonders why the allopathics are not teaching these important essentials to their patients. It is for this reason he strongly felt the need for the new book. He wants others to know there are answers to their cancer quagmire. Though there are still uncertainties to the cause of all cancers, there are remedies to prevent many cancers, and there are remedies to kill cancers in the bodies. We don't have to wait for the medics to perform their long-term studies to find a cure for cancers, said John. We who are survivors just need to share our stories of what we did to recover. Moreover, the book will talk of looking at our cancers and the big picture. It will de-emphasize the scare stories that the medical profession insists we hang on to. It will provide specific recommendations as to how to attack the cancers with proper herbs, greens, waters, supplements. The book is especially empowering to those who hang on to the old myths about cancer and that it is a death sentence. It will put the patient in charge of when and how to use medical doctors and when to consult with a naturopathic doctor. Its main emphasis is on patient choice, not doctor's preference. Its main goal is to encourage ongoing education gained by the patient so they will have hope and more energy in their bodies to overcome the cancerous cells. Lastly, there is a spiritual element to healing, which John covers in the latter chapters. It includes his own philosophy on living and dying, as well as the thoughts of others who deal with these issues on cancers in their professions or personal lives. The statistics on cancer indicate that 1 out of 4 Americans and or their relatives will have come to terms with proper nutrition, hearing the myths or falsehoods from advertisers, pharmaceutical companies, their doctors, and their ministers. Again, these are John's truths and his beliefs and his sharings. Hopefully, they will assist others to conquer their victim feelings, cure their bodies of cancers, and live an energy-filled life until death do us part. Yeah, amen. That was written by Alden Oakey, master herbalist in Roseville, California. I want to cover now, these are my own words today, the fact that cancer does not have to own you. You can own it. I'm a recent cancer recovery patient, although I do not consider myself to be a traditional sort of patient. Quote, unquote. You'll notice that there's a difference between how I felt when first notified that I had melanocytes metastasized in my lymph system under my left arm. I felt at that time like a victim, powerless. I was at the mercy of the scary cancer cells, and I was almost numb to the idea altogether. But I'm happy to say today I have an entirely new outlook. No longer does cancer own me. I managed to survive, and 2 years3 years have passed since my surgery. Here is my story and the valuable lessons I learned during my recovery process. Yes, first, I allowed surgery to my underarm because that is how they have to detect melanoma cancer metastasizing. Doctors discovered 26 tumors and 10 metastasized right in the middle of my surgery. They put it up on screen and observe it. As I was waking up in the recovery room, the oncologist, who was my surgeon, basically notified my relatives that the odds for recovery were quite poor. When I awakened, I could see the expression on their faces. Uh-oh, he's a goner. A few days later, my doctor, the same doctor, explained that there was nothing more he could do for me. There was no mention of alternative foods. So I began researching the internet concerning melanomas. I learned, first of all, that it's a fast-moving cancer, meaning I could die quickly. I had been feeling weak beginning in 2008, and now I felt even weaker as a victim at age 71. I thought maybe this was the price for getting old. But since I'm a licensed therapist, I'm a family therapist, I had promised myself years ago never to allow myself to fall into a victim role. Who was I to argue with my doctor at the time before the surgery? He had the experience with others, and I sure did not want the cancer to spread. So I signed a hold harmless paper for him so that he could perform the surgery on April 15 of 09. The prognosis for success with melanoma in the lymph fluid is poor, and I knew it. At that time, I felt it was the right decision, though. However, having done a lot of reading since then on the influence of surgeries on cancer cells, I have some doubts about it. Why is that? Because some medical doctors, researchers, have had experience with patients wherein the surgeries caused the cancers to spread. This reminds me of a quote from a Dr. Majid Ali caused by their disease. He says, cancer, quote unquote, cancer patients suffer twice, first with fear and suffering caused by their disease. Secondly, from the ravages of a malignant system that forces not only toxic drugs of dubious value on frightened and gullible people, but also systems in surgery over which the patient has no control, unquote. My oncologist advised me in his office a week after the surgery in his non-emotional manner, quote, melanoma could return to different parts of the body in 3 months, 6 months, or who knows, maybe never at all. We just don't know, he said. Some people try interferon treatments, he said, but in my case, he did not feel it would benefit my condition. He said, quote, the chemical has many negative, painful side effects over months, however, with no ability to cure cancers. So effectively, I was sent home to die. I did ask him that day whether he could refer me to a nutritionist. His response was, abruptly too, I just do cutting. We didn't study nutrition in medical school. Of course, I challenged him on that and asked him why he hadn't studied it since, and he walked out of the room. A few days later, I was pondering this whole thing, and I remembered from my past a 74-year-old man in the early 1990s who told me that his life was miraculously extended since he had taken herbs for 5 years. His own doctor was in disbelief that he had survived, and because he had been presumed to die. He had a bad heart and lung condition, but an excellent naturopathic, as his holistic doctor, he was able to stay alive an extra 5 years. He was a friend of mine at the time, and he advised me to start taking herbs so as to maintain a healthy body. After that, I did buy some of the more essential herbs. With that memory in mind, I visited the Sunrise Natural Food Store and sought out the best person to advise me what to eat for my immune system. The man I met there was Alden Oakey, 15 years in the business of advising customers what to take for their particular malady. Alden shared his almost death experience of 6 years when his doctor said he would die soon. Alden shared his path to recovery was all about learning what to eat and drink for his health. He recovered completely and works a full-time schedule daily today. He in turn referred me to Dr. Ward Joyner in Roseville, holistic nutritionist specializing in immune systems and hormonal balancing. Dr. Joyner, when I arrived at his office, like I mentioned earlier, he shared his remarkable story of how he was sickly as a child and was disabled most years while growing up. Then later in midlife, he became sick, and his doctor told him he would die soon to go home and get his things in order. As a practicing chiropractor, he was always focused on others' health. Now it was his turn. He said that it was a blessing in the long run as he began to improve his health with the use of herbs, enzymes, amino acids, and so forth. I was quite inspired with his recovery because he had been diagnosed with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue, lupus, and a very dysfunctional blood system. So on that basis, since he was well now, I hired him. He immediately ordered a blood draw so he could interpret the functionality of my immune system. It was low. Low in many categories. Hormonal balancing, NK cells, and white blood cell counts. A month later, he told me, you were almost dead when you first entered my office. He recommended a nutritional protocol or a plan to rebuild my immune system so that my own body fluids and cells and organs could fight and kill the cancer cells. It was clear. The body can heal itself if it is fed correct foods, waters, and supplemental pills. So for the first time since my surgery, I had hope. Now I felt I would be in charge of my life. I will have fun doing it because I am not a victim, not at the effect of the disease. And even if I die in the end, I will not suffer the devastating effects of the man-made pharmaceuticals that the medical profession is perpetrating on cancer patients, resulting in diarrhea, vomiting, pain and suffering over long term, and oftentimes hospitalization, foreign chemicals inserted into their bodies which cause a significantly lowered immune system. In other words, my chosen path to recovery would involve normal plants and foods and supplements with virtually no side effects. I have never been sick or had side effects from these foods. At last, I felt no fear, and I was confident that I was on the right track. I had studied and began taking herbs many years ago. I knew intuitively the body can cure itself from within and not without with foreign chemicals. No matter how much pharmaceutical companies manufacture their drugs, it will never match the ability of our NK cells and our T cells and our IGF-1 proteins, which is our God-given immune system. And now I was willing to accept full responsibility for causing my cancer and to search over the remedies to cure the culprits and correct my diet in order to maintain optimum health. What a great challenge. It is becoming more fun each day. It reminds me of playing sports as a youngster when I entered the game after many practices to win the game, not knowing that I could lose. Again, even if I were to lose, I learned there are no side effects to taking herbs, amino acids, enzymes, and alkalized waters. No pain, but the potential for great gain. It can be a fun adventure. As my mom used to say, life is one great adventure. The good news is I was supposed to die 3 years ago, and I did not. I'm alive, thriving, carrying on with my life, sticking to my nutritional plan, and my blood tests are normal. I celebrate life daily. I'm very grateful to all my friends and relatives who have been supportive for me, and especially my wife, Tina. You can contact me two different ways. One is on my website, authorjohnhall.net, or you can write me on my email at www.starlite@roguelink.us. That's roguelink.us. You can also access one of my seminar presentations via Dr. Joyner's site at www.myholistichealth.net. Now, I'm going to move on to a different situation here. Before we move on, I want to share the story of a woman who's allowed us to use her name and her story so you'll get more of the drift of what I've been talking about. Her name, Mary Bell Lim. This is from her testimony from August 2003 about her pancreatic cancer. Amazing story. Its relevance to my whole book and to this conversation will become obvious to the reader. So I'm quoting her now. Living with any serious disease can be difficult and challenging. I know how each one of you who has a serious ailment feels. I've also felt that way 2 years ago. After reading my MRI results, my husband and I went from one doctor to another to find out how to extend my life or cure the cancer. I can't even count how many oncologists we went to. We were told that this is an aggressive cancer with little chance of getting cured. Too little time is given for you to think, if you are still able to think straight given your condition. When I had the courage to ask the doctor how much longer I might live, he responded, "About 6 months." When I heard those words, I felt the world standing still. Everything I heard the doctor saying was incomprehensible. I felt like a prisoner being handed a death sentence. I felt numb, and the only thing I felt were tears running down my cheek. At the time, the only thing I knew about at that time was surgery. I braced myself for a 12 to 24-hour operation. My gallbladder was removed. Part of my liver, stomach, and duodenum would be taken away. If during the surgery they found a tumor which was too close to the pancreas, they would terminate the surgery and close the incision. Of course, the other parts of my body will have been destroyed. I consented to surgery even though it would be difficult. And the issue of blood came up. I'm one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and as such, we adhere to a Bible-based standard to avoid the use of blood, including a transfusion. My doctors were indignant each time I refused a transfusion. They provided pressure, intimidation, and threats. These were resorted to just so I would agree to a surgery using blood. Every consultation with doctors would result in depression since it was not possible for me to change my mind. I would never compromise my position, even if it would mean losing my life. This is the reason I was not operated on. Thanks to my belief in Jehovah's Witness teaching, I would have been put through chemotherapy, the knife, or cobalt, and I would have been 6 feet under the ground. So at that point, my husband and I began researching. We read numerous books until we finally came across a terminology we were unfamiliar with, alternative treatments. We learned that to treat a disease, the whole body is involved. We learned that holistic treatment means to not just address the damaged part, but the whole body. Each night, we read a different book and stayed up late just to learn about alternative treatments. Each research confirmed that surgery was not the only solution. In fact, it was not even required. I only had to change my lifestyle of eating foods. It was not easy and requires discipline. In my case, we started with zero knowledge, with nothing. We were running up against time, very short, just 6 months. Every move must not be wasted. Every decision was crucial, and there was little room for error. One very difficult aspect of having cancer is having well-meaning people around you who just want to be sympathetic and offer a little help or suggestion. Each of them has an opinion to give. A little pressure here, a little pressure there for you to try this or try that, or just counsel you on what to do. Of course, I got confused, but I have learned not to be carried away by such pressures. The most important thing to remember when you get cancer is to stay focused and not be swayed by mere talk. I admit, I lost confidence in what we were doing at times. Many times at night, the thought of not seeing the next day gripped me. When I had the painful attacks, I had the desire to undergo the surgery. But again, thinking about the blood issue, this firmed up my decision to go for alternative treatment. I took many food supplements. I would buy whatever they would give me. But I had a stomach attack one evening and realized this wasn't enough. I felt a deep wound in my stomach. I told my husband I thought my ending was close. So then we prayed to Jehovah and hoped perhaps that herbal medicine might work. The next day we met a Chinese sister in the faith. She introduced me to a cancer researcher who introduced Shang Xin, or China Number One. We then met a Mr. Manuel Kiak, who showed me the China One packet and told us about cancer treatment. For the first time, I had hope my life might be extended. The first 6 weeks, I also took the China number six substance, and I recall black waste coming out of my body. I knew then the medicine was being effective. So 6 months passed, and I'm still alive. I was still weak and still uncertain. To measure the extent of my malignancy, I underwent an HCG, or human chorionic gonadotropin test. The measurement was a number from the urine to determine if my count was high or low. It was high in the beginning. I was overwhelmed and scared of that count. But over the next few months, I ate better foods with my China One supplement. I refrained from eating sugar, fat, salts, and oil, white flour, and ate only organic foods. Each time I had an attack, China One gave me relief. I went off the China One for a while, but then my scores went up again, so I went back on it. And finally, my score fell to a safe range. No more cancer. After 2 years, I am happy to inform everyone that my count went from 80 to 51. I never thought I'd be alive after 2 years. Each time I go back to doctors now, they say I never had any pancreatic cancer. I would explain to them I took herbal medicines that cured me. Invariably, a shake of the head on the part of the doctor is the response I got. Here, 2 years ago, they told me I would die soon, and they tried to rush me into surgery. What perhaps could be the reason? Is it because I was weak then and am strong now? Is it because they had no hand in my recovery? Or is it because they are reluctant to admit that alternative treatments work well? Of one thing I'm sure glad I didn't follow their recommendation. Lastly, I say to all patients, I know you too can beat cancer. We can reverse cancer. Feed your body good nutrients through diet and supplements, thus providing your body the raw materials it needs to rebuild itself. And feed your heart with the good feelings of love, forgiveness, confidence in your abilities, and a sense of purpose in your life, and a trusting relationship with your Creator. I firmly believe we can beat cancer. Thank you, everyone. So that was her words. And let's see. I'm going to take a two-minute break here, and then we're going to move into a couple other areas that you'll find interesting. So break for 2 minutes.
Hello, I am John Hall. I'm the author of the book Beating Cancer Can Be Fun. I wrote a book on cancer fighting strategies for first-time diagnosed cancer patients. You heard it right. I'm the author. My name is John Hall. I recovered from metastatic melanoma over the last 3 years without chemo, without radiation, and without interferon. And I'm demonstrating in the book evidence-based nutrition can heal cancers. In the book, you will learn why in most cancer types, natural foods are superior to chemo or radiation. What is wrong with the medical community? Orthodox medicine could easily have a painless 90% cure rate on newly diagnosed cancer patients by using protocols I will recommend in my book, and yet they continue to use treatments which have less than a 3% cure rate. You can buy this book on ebook through Amazon.com, through the Nook, or at Barnes & Noble.
This is John Hall again, back on the air. This time I want to share with you something I haven't done before in public, is these different stresses that I underwent prior to my cancer. These are factors which could have brought on the cancer, but indeed they were stressful. So I encourage everybody to take an inventory of how they run their lives so they get a handle on any stresses in their life that might lead to cancer. Perhaps from that standpoint, we could learn from our oversights or neglect or just unawareness of the causes of our own cancer. So first, I'll share my stresses and the possible causes leading to my cancer. Number one, I had two failed relationships in marriage over a period of 10 years. Number two, I had two radiokeratotomy surgeries on both my eyes, which failed and caused me some blurring in my eyesight. Three, I had an initial skin cancer diagnosis 10 years before my last diagnosis, and the doctor had warned me that melanomas could return. Those were external skin cancer, not internal. And then four, I went through a depression in midlife right after the breakup of one of my marriages. It took me a year to recover from that depression, so that was definitely stressful. Number five, this is a big one for me. I learned that the amalgams in my teeth had mercury in them. I had a lot of fillings when I was a youngster from eating too many sweets in retrospect. But anyway, a lot of people don't know it, but there's mercury in those teeth that they filled. And the mercury causes acid into the system. And as you'll be learning, the acids are the forerunners to getting these cancer tumors. And then number six, learning that as a teenager, in retrospect here, as a teenager, I did excessive sunbathing, damaging the DNA in my skin, which is set up for skin cancers after age 50 for light skin people primarily. And number seven, stress. Regular job stresses as a probation officer for 16 years. And later I was a family therapist, counseling sexually and physically abused kids. Always there were stresses in those jobs. Number eight, 5 years ago, they discovered a damaged aortic blood vessel leading down from the heart to the lower stomach. And I had to have a stent surgery to correct the condition. It was like the blood vessel was getting ready to blow out. And if you get a flat tire in your blood vessel, you'll die on the spot. So I had what you call AAA, abdominal aneurysm surgery. Number nine, stress. Due to a sleep apnea condition, I required a surgery on my nose and throat. Fortunately, due to modern-day surgery, that surgery was successful. That was 8 years ago. Number 10, I'm presently counseling traumatized veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. Number 11, since my recent cancer surgery, I learned the narrow-mindedness of oncologists and many in the medical profession who cling to the notion that allopathic medicine in itself will eventually cure cancers. They are blind to the proven benefits of a corrected diet, supplements, vitamins and minerals, antioxidants, enzymes to combat cancers. Their non-scientific methods of avoiding many opportunities for cancer cures has saddened me and caused a certain level of stress. Mostly I feel upset over the fact that chemotherapy, their labeling, is simply untrue. It's not therapy because it does not heal. It makes folks suffer for months and years, slowing cancer growth in some cases, but eventually leading to deaths. And let's see, the last one. Learning the self-causes of cancer has led me to the other side of the equation. The environment, too, is a causal factor. The misleading information rendered by allopathics, the greed factor in the tremendous sums of money earned from traditional treatments of cancer, including pharmaceutical companies, medical doctors, hospitals, imaging centers, and the grasping research universities whose emphasis is inventing new chemicals to target cancers, and they avoid studying seriously the cures for cancers with natural foods and supplements. There are some who do, but very few do the research on nutrition Most of it's based on chemical research. So we move on to, I want to share with those of you who were recently diagnosed with cancer, 15 main deterrents to oppose those little rascals called cancer cells. Number one, important to maintain the body in an alkaline medium. Now, I'm going to cover a more expanded definition of what I mean by alkaline medium in one of my next broadcasts. But if the body is maintained alkaline and not acid, cancers cannot live in an alkaline medium. That's very well substantiated in medical research. And number two, avoid the obvious causes of cancer. One, too much sun, too much ultraviolet rays. Number two, tobacco, both direct and indirect smoking, causal factors in cancer. Number three, too many carbs and sugars intake, very damaging to the immune system. Number three, it's important to request frequent blood checks for your white blood cell and T cell checks so that you'll know whether you're progressing in your treatment. Number four, important to be checking for an imbalance in the immune system, because without a strong immune system, it's pretty near impossible to recover from cancer. You have to energy up your immune system so that it can fight the cancer cells. Number four, very important to see both a medical doctor and a skilled holistic doctor. My advice is I would not hire a medical doctor unless he could show some experience with nutrition, unless he was giving you positive feedback regarding nutritional approaches to healing cancer. If they tell you it's not important or that those holistic doctors are quacks, my suggestion is tell them to look in the mirror to see who the quacks really are. Number six, important to detoxify the liver, kidney, and colon. I went to a specialist who did the detoxing. We did it over three meetings. I won't explain what that is until a later time, but it was a turning point in my healing process, because you can't assimilate all the good vitamins and minerals and other things if your vessels are clogged up with junk over the years you've lived. Then number seven, another main deterrent, it's important to take essential amino acids to up the energy in the immune system. I take these amino acids, the essential ones, every day to maintain a high energy level. So it's important to look into that. I also grind wheatgrass and drink wheatgrass juice, which has great vitamins and minerals and other good things in the wheatgrass. It's a great antioxidant. I take quality vitamins and minerals from my holistic doctor, dark green veggies, especially broccoli, black beans, which are also high in protein. I eat blackberries, raspberries, blueberries, adrenal and thyroid supplements, all important to discuss with your holistic doctor. Number eight, drink again only alkalized waters. I'll go into that at another meeting too, at another broadcast. Number nine, take enzyme supplements. And again, that'll be a special broadcast. Number 10, take enough fiber into your system and protein supplements daily if needed. Number 11, choose healthy relationships, avoid arguments with narrow-minded people and over-opinionated people. This would include relatives, too. You may even have to temporarily terminate relationships with some relatives who are naysayers. They'll come on with all the negative reasons why not to follow the directions of your naturopathic doctor. Number 12, again, choose allopathic doctors who know and accept the possibility of healing with natural products and food. And 13, learn the limitations of results of conventional cancer treatments. Again, your conventional cancer treatments, which the allopathic doctors use, are cutting, surgery, chemo, and radiation. Then 14, research yourself for results-oriented solutions. Recall to yourself, this is your body. And number 15, if you'd like to relieve some stress, you can call me, John Hall, cancer survivor. My phone number is 530-355-8430 for any questions you might have. I'm going to cut this a little short today. However, what's upcoming, I have a list of what's upcoming here. If I can just find it, and I think I can find it, you can just be patient for just 1 minute. Okay, here's what we're going to be covering in future programming. These are topics to be discussed and covered. Knowing our blood levels necessary to power up our immune system. Number two, discovering the chemical environment in our bodies that cancers love to live in. Number three, building immunity. Four, hormone balancing. Five, the pH factor to determine whether our body's alkaline or acidic. Six, we'll provide you a list of alkaline versus acid-producing foods for your diet program. Seven, we'll cover in one broadcast the research results of medical doctors, nutritionists in particular. There's been some great research over the last 30, 40 years by MD nutritionists. And the next one, we'll have a program on shark cartilage and how it can cure cancer. And next one, how medical doctors are limited in their approach to curing cancer. Next one, wheat. We'll have a program on wheatgrass, and we'll have a guest speaker, Organic Jack, from whom I buy my wheatgrass, and he'll explain to you all the wonderful results he's had with his clients over the years who've used wheatgrass. Next topic, adopting a healthy psychology of healing. And lastly, how a correct spiritual perspective can facilitate the healing of your cancer. Well, have a good evening, everybody. That's all for now, and you'll hear from me again 2 weeks from tonight on a Monday night, 7 p.m. on Station 2. Thanks. Bye now.